The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Now here you are, the best spaghetti in a town. For this is the night, it's a beautiful.
Well, staying with food this Valentine's, we can't even eat outside restaurants. Some might say, great, I don't have to look at miserable couples pretending to enjoy each other's company. But it's hard going for the restaurants. It's a big night of business to lose. To compensate, some restaurants have taken the idea of takeout to a whole new level, as our own Lothario, Liam Geraghty, has been finding out.
Come bella gialla luna, brilla strette, strette come butto belle faste già, sotto celle de Roma.
Valentine's Day is a great day for restaurants to make money.
Katia Valadou is a French expat and food blogger living in Dublin.
And to prepare a lot of dishes that are similar, they'll have maybe, you know, steak and chips for dinner or whatever, and maybe a one or two vegetarian options on the side, but it's very much a get a lot of people in the door, serve them fast, get them out the door, get more tables in, and we know that's not possible this year.
This year, many restaurants are offering meal boxes where you get, say, a five-course meal that you reheat at home, or they give you the ingredients and instructions to make the meal.
You may find that as a customer, you have a lot more choice in terms of what you want to eat that day, what style of food you want to eat, and still have a really amazing meal at home.
Is Valentine's a big thing in France?
It really wasn't a big deal at all when I was growing up. So like when I came to Ireland and my first boyfriend gave me a card, I kind of looked at him going, oh, what's this?
I need love.
Maybe it was a novelty at the beginning, but I certainly think it's now become an option for people.
Ewan MacDonald is Director of Operations for Elevate Hospitality. He says a lot of research had to go into the preparation for the meal boxes for their barbecue and grill restaurant, Azador.
So then what we did was we gave a multitude of people, friends of ours that we knew were good cooks, the instructions on the box, and then they came back with, well, you never said take it out of the packaging, or you never said you can't put that small plastic ramekin in the microwave because it will melt, and things like that. So we got to learn what the customer would have experienced at the other end, and then we tweaked the instructions to make them more simple from that way.
Robbie McCauley, head chef at Gregan's Castle in Ballyvaughan, County Clare, says the logistics of delivering a six-course meal ain't no small feat.
There's all these kind of things which you never think of, and then it's like, oh yeah, how are things going to travel? Even like when we're packaging things, how is it going to travel? You know, the roads aren't the best around here, so when you're going to deliver it, it's like, oh, is it going to stay in the box? Is it going to arrive nicely?
Do you think this has elevated the takeout?
That's one great thing, I think, which has happened with like so many places doing this. Like this thing of takeaway kind of being a bit greasy and fast and not really good for you. Like it's kind of elevated the takeaway to something which people aren't kind of, you know, they don't feel guilty about having a takeaway now. Like it's creating something special for people. Well, just one of the few luxuries we can still enjoy at the moment.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see.
Husband and wife Anna and David Conroy moved back to Ireland from New York during the pandemic. David had spent over a decade creating private dining experiences, and Anna was a food blogger.
David being a private chef, freelance, going into people's homes, that was no longer an option. So we kind of reassessed where our life was going. We always wanted to move back to Cork. It was always in our plans. It just kind of pushed us sooner, faster.
So while private dining is still out, Chef David is trying their hand at meal boxes. Tomorrow's Valentine's one will be their first.
We're in Skull, in West Cork. Of course, when we were in New York, you can walk down the street and have everything within walking distance. Here, it's a lot more driving and it's a lot more getting around the place, sourcing your ingredients. And even like, we'll be delivering meal boxes to Cork through Neighbour Food. We'll be doing our own deliveries in West Cork from Goline to Ballydehob. So it's a kind of a situation where it's a lot of time on the road, but it's I suppose this is the situation, you know.
You know, it's funny. I love to eat and I can't cook. So I won big here. But I will say on our second date, David did come and cook me the most beautiful meal ever. And I think that that sealed the deal.
Back with Robbie McCauley, head chef of Gregan's Castle. I wonder, does he have any plans for Valentine's Day?
No, we've just had a two-week-old baby. So I think if we manage to get a glass of wine in, we'll be doing pretty well. Love, I was made for me and you.
Well, congrats to him. That was Liam Geraghty reporting.